Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Quell moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Quell moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knott moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Knott moves to third. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knott scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy throws to second for 1, and McNair throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to first and picks off Tebbets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive towards the mound. Trout can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. McNair reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh is walked intentionally. Moose Soltis pinch hits for Jack Knott. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bartel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up beyond first. York can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Wright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Appleton moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Benton now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. McCoskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. McCoskey scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's 7-4, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Greenberg goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. Clint Brown now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tebbets. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Tebbets steals second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gehringer scores. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.